in a busy road swing, but you came close to at least getting a point tonight, but unable to get it. I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench.
Yeah, not prepared on details for sure. I'm willing to buy in, and we can use every excuse we want with the road trip. And that one's frustrating. We didn't get to the eyes of the goalie. He saw everything here. We had a little bit of a push after power play goal, but not everybody was bought into our system, and just not good enough for sure tonight to get a win.
Yeah, it almost seemed like too little, too late, right? As you mentioned, you had the power play goal, you had some chances, but it felt like that was when you had all the momentum. But other than that, it didn't seem like there was much tonight.
No, I thought in the first it was, track meet for sure for the first bit, and yeah, we get 37 shots on net, but in the Western League, when he sees 35 of them, it just not good enough. And it was one guy. With the puck, no real support, turnovers in our own zone on the wall, and they obviously get two quick ones, and we just didn't have enough to push back for sure, and run out of time at the end there.
Yeah, Josh Ravensburg, and I thought another great game. He had 38 saves. The cliche saying is you just want them to give you a chance to win, and he just does it night in, night out, and another 30-plus save performance.
Yeah, for sure, and it's kind of coming a theme here, and Josh is our best player on the ice every night, and we need some guys to follow and step up. We got some good players on this team that, took a night off, and unfortunately this league's so deep right now, and points are so important, and we get older guys taking nights off like this is what happens.
Yeah. Jack Finnegan, I thought, had a great game today. He's been, not in the lineup on this road trip, but he gets in tonight. He hit the post. He had a couple shots on goal. Seemed like he was ready to go tonight. I thought he had a couple of looks and was physical also.
Yeah, you know what Jack's going to bring. He's going to bring a heavy presence on the ice. He's going to try to mix it up. He had, it would have been nice to see that one go in and not hit the post. But, he's coming into his own and finding his way. But, he's a kid that competes, and we like in our lineup for sure when he brings that. We just need some more guys to follow that work ethic.
Yeah, two more before I let you go. Carter Rigby joining us here on the post-game show. So you finished the road swing 3-3. You had some very character wins. I guess just your takeaways from this road trip as a whole from what you've seen, Carter.
We got work to do. Pretty simple as that. Yeah, it's 3-3 and you get a .500 split on the road. But, we definitely left points on the table in multiple games here. And, frustrating when that happens. And, Yeah.
Lastly, you're right back at it, right? Like, it's been, a lot of games, but it's the Western League. There's going to be a lot of games, and you got to get back into home ice for, five games. So, and a Victoria team that's playing really good. So, I guess just some thoughts on Victoria on Tuesday as you get right back at it.
Yeah, no real kind of rest period in a sense. Right back at her, get a day to kind of regroup. But, Vic played Kelowna again tonight. They got beat, so they're going to be hungry as well. So, we got to... get back to the CN, make sure that, we establish some home ice presence and definitely did a lot more kind of compete and work ethic here than we showed tonight. Vic's going to be gunning for us, too. It's obviously 1-2 in the division for a reason and, very important games and division games coming up here. So we got three coming up next week in a short period of time and no sense in, dwelling on the past. We got to regroup, move on and do a little soul searching here and dig deeper because we need more of a lot of guys.
Yeah, Carter Rigby, appreciate it as always.
Thanks.
Carter Rigby in our post-game show. Appreciate his time as always. Let's take a look at the three stars for tonight's game. It's a clean sweep for Wenatchee. Zane Saab, a goal and assist. Aiden Grossklaus, a goal and assist. And Cal Conway, 36 saves for his first WHL win. We'll give an honorary star to Josh Ravensburg, and he made 38 saves here tonight. It's the seventh time he's made 30-plus saves this season. What else? Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for tonight's game before we sign off.